Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, the Laws of Kings and the Seva Shaif, in the Book of Judges. Where in this Perek, we start a new discussion regarding, we're talking about the king, regarding the wars that the king fights. As specifically in this Perek, we discuss regarding the wars and living in Egypt and living in Eretz Yisrael. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding the categories of Mechamas Mitzvah, that which is a mitzvah to fight certain wars, and Mechamas Rosh Hashanah, those which are optional wars. In the Melech Nilcham Tchila, the king is not allowed to wage war first, El Mechamas Mitzvah. The first one is the wars that there's a mitzvah. Now, Ve'ezehi Milchamas Mitzvah, what's considered a mitzvah to wage war? Zumachemes Shiva Amam, this is the war of the seven nations that inhabit the land of Canaan, which the Jewish people are taking over. Umachemes Amalek, and the war with the people of Amalek. Ve'ezras Yisrael miyatzar shabalim, and to assist, to help the Jewish people from their enemies that are coming on them. These were all mitzvahs of to fight these wars. Then va'achach, after that, when he's performed those feats, nulcham b'mechemes harishos, then they could wage an optional war. What is that? Ve'amulchama shenulcham im shar amim. These are wars that he waged with other nations. K'tei laharchav gvul Yisrael, to expand the boundary of the Jewish people, u'laharbis b'gdulasoi b'shamay, and to increase its greatness and its reporting. In other words, that the nation should be afraid to provoke the Jewish people. Halacha beis. Melchemes mitzvah, in a tzorach lita bar reshus besen. Those wars that are a mitzvah to perform, the king does not need to, they don't have to take permission first from the courts. That he could go out on his own at any point in time. And he could force the people to go out with him. But an optional war, he cannot take the people out to fight this war, only based on the consent of the court of the 71 judges. Now, he could breach to make a path wherever he needs to go, the king, and they can't protest against him. Now, and this path that the king makes has no measurements. Rather, it's whatever he needs. He doesn't have to make his path twisted because of this guy's vineyard, this guy's field. He goes straight and he does his war. The king could just go through whatever things, whatever obstacles, he could go straight through to fight his war. Halacha Dalad contains regarding the seven nations of Canaan and Amalek. So mitzvah saseh, there's a positive commandment, lahachrim shiva amamen, to decimate the seven nations that inhabit Eretz Canaan, because since they were the primary source of idolatry and the first foundation, they have to be uprooted. Shem, like says the pasuk in the bottom, hachrim tachrimim, to totally annihilate them. And if someone comes to one of these seven nations of Canaan and he doesn't kill him, he's violated negative prohibition. Shem, like says in the pasuk over there, call neshama, don't leave alive any one of their souls. And their memory has already been lost. I mean, they've already been erased. Halacha hei. Now, b'chemitzah saseh la'abad zeicher Amalek, so too is a positive commandment to destroy the memory of Amalek. Shemek says in the pasuk, timche zeicher Amalek, to wipe out the memory of Amalek. U'mitzah saseh lizkor tamin meisav harra'am varibasim. Now, there's also a positive commandment to constantly remember and recall his terrible actions, and this he laid an ambush where he was the first one to provoke the Jewish people when they left Egypt. And the reason why we do this to recall this is because to awaken the hatred that he had towards us. Shlomo says in the pasuk, remember what Amalek did to you. Which from tradition they learned zachar, the word to remember, is bapeh, with the mouth, to recall it orally. Don't forget, there's balev is in the heart. It's forbidden to forget his hatred and his enmity that he had towards the Jewish people. Lachavav continues regarding the land of Eretz Yisrael and the land of Egypt. Now, kol ha'aretz shekoshen Yisrael b'melech api bezdin, any lands that the Jewish people conquer with the king based on the consent of the courts, harizik kibush rabim, that's considered a conquering of the public. Harizik Eretz Yisrael, and has the halacha like the land of Israel itself. Shekavash Yeshua l'chodobah, that Yeshua conquered for all halachas. Now, Bahu, that is Shakovsha Achakibish Kal Eretz Yisrael. More about this is only if that this was conquered after all of Eretz Yisrael was conquered, the way it's written in the Torah. Halacha Zayin. Now, Muta Lishkin Mechal Olam. It's permitted for a person to reside, to live in the whole world, Chutz Me'eretz Mitzrayim, except for the land of Egypt. And that is, what is that boundaries? Minayom HaGadol, from the Mediterranean Sea, Vada Mairiv, all the way towards the west, of distance Arba Me'ez Parsa, Al Arba Me'ez Parsa, an area of 400 parsa squared, Keneged Eretz Kush, opposite the land of Cush, which is Ethiopia from Africa, Ukenegra Midbar, and opposite the desert, all of that is considered part of Egypt. Hakol Osir L'Siyashaba, all of that is forbidden to dwell in. Now, Mishleishim Mekayim Sisir Torah Shal Elosh of Mitzrayim. In three places, the Torah warned not to come back and live in Egypt. Shlomek says in the pasuk, "Leisisiv Elosh B'Derech Hazayit." You should not increase to come back to this path anymore. It says another pasuk, "Leisisiv Elosh B'Derech." You should not continue to see this anymore. Another pasuk, "Leisisiv Elosh B'Derech Hazayit." You should not come and increase to see this land that Hashem is taking you out of from Egypt ever again. And Alexandria B'Chal Hester, and living in Alexandria is included in the prohibition of living in Egypt. Although there was a large Jewish population in Alexandria. Now, halacha chas. Now, however, muta lachzal le'eretz mitzayim l'scheira. One is permitted to go back to the land of Egypt for trade, for the pragmatria, for commerce, for the kibush arutz l'cheiras, or to be able to conquer other lands. Ve'inasa elish takesham, but it's only forbidden to be submerged and to live there, to dwell over there. Now, ve'in looking al avzeh, but one does not get lashes for this negative prohibition, because shebe'esa k'nis, when you entered in, mutra, it's permitted. Like we said, you're allowed to go in for other purposes. And if you're thinking, okay, I'm going to sit, dwell over here and stay over here, in by Maisa, that thought is not an action. Now, although from the words of the Rambam, it sounds like that if one does stay there, there is an Isser, still it's well known that the Rambam lived in Egypt. But that the reason for that is because he was forced, because of the government, to be the doctor for the king and for the nobleman, and therefore that's why it was considered as an oinus, but that one should not live in Egypt. Now, the Rambam says, the Rambam, appears to me, Shem Kovash Eretz Mitzrayim Melech Yisrael Pi Bezen, that if the land of Egypt was conquered by a Jewish king based on the courts, then Shem Muteres, then it would be permitted. And Belozira El Loshem Lo Yechidim, and there was only a prohibition to live over there as individuals, Elishkem Bel Behibiat Goyim, or to live over there when it's in the hands of the Gentiles. The reason is because the actions of the Egyptians are more perverted than all the other lands. Like it says in the pasuk, that we should not do like the lands of the Egyptians where they were very immoral. And therefore, that's why one is not supposed to live over there. Halacha Tes continues regarding with the settlement of Eretz Yisrael. It's forbidden for someone to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go out of Eretz Yisrael forever. Ella only, the exception is Lilmud Torah, to learn Torah, or at least Isha, to get married to a woman, or Lahatzel Menagoyim, to save his money from Gentiles, and V'yachzel Arutz, and he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, meaning his intention should be to come back. But if his intention is not to come back, then even to marry a woman would be forbidden to him to go out. And V'chein Yitzel L'Sechari could also go out for business, Avalishkin M'chutzlatz, but to live out of Eretz Yisrael also is forbidden, Elim Kein Chazik Shemarav, only if the hunger, a famine, took so strong in Eretz Yisrael, Chenasa Shabbat Dinner Chitin, that the amount of wheat that's worth one dinner went up for inflation that's now worth B'Shnei Dinar, double to two dinar, then one would be permitted to leave and go to Chutz La'aretz. Now, when we say this, that if the inflation did not go that high, that it was double, that you're not allowed to leave, is only Kishahoya Mois Mitsuyas, that money was available, and it's just that the products were, there was inflation, it was cost more. And they were saying it's only up, only if it's double. But let's say, no, produce was actually cheap. But there's no money. In other words, people can't afford anything. They don't have what to make money with. And of the prutim, I guess there's actually no money in the pockets, in the purses. Then the person could go out to any place wherever he's going to be able to find some expansiveness to the lands out of Eretz Yisrael. And Vavavisham Mutalot says, but although it's permitted in that situation to leave, Inimidis Chasidis. It's not an attribute of piety. Because Shari Machlin Vechilyon, they were Shnegedela Dorhari, the two great ones of the generation. They Tzalha Gedeli Yotzim, because of a great situation of difficulty that they were in, they left, which was that there was a great famine, as the Megillus of Rus starts off with these two individuals, and they were liable to be killed by Hashem because of that they left in that type of situation. Although it's permitted, but it's not a midas chasidus. Halacha yud, gedolei chachamim, the great ones of the sages, who menashkin al tchum Eretz Yisrael, they would kiss by the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Menashkin avanel, they would kiss its stones. Meskalgin al afar, they would roll around in its dust. So to the pasuk says, and Tehillim ki ratza avadecha es avaneha, because your servants desired her stones, v'safocha yichaynenu, and its dust, they found grace in, they just loved the land of Israel. halacha yidalf. Amr chacham, the sages said, kol ha-sheichin be'eretz Yisrael, whoever dwells in the land of Israel, abonesa mechulin, his sins are pardoned. Shonamak says the pasuk in Yeshaya. Va'yoy meshachin, and the neighbor should not say chalisi, I'm not well. Ha'ama yeshabah nesu oven, the people that dwell over there are forgiven for their sins. And afilu halach ba'arba amas, even if he just walked in the dal and amas, zoich l'chayim abah, he merits to the life of the world to come. So if someone's buried in Eretz Yisrael, he's forgiven. As if the place where he's buried is a altar of atonement. Shemek says the pasuk in the bottom, and that his land will forgive his people. Regarding punishment, the pasuk says in Amos, al adam temeya tamos, on impure land he will die. So he says it's a punishment to be buried and to die out of Eretz Yisrael. And moreover, you can't compare someone that the land of Israel has taken hold of him when he was still alive to someone who took hold of him only after he's dead. So in other words, to die in Eretz Israel and be buried over there is much greater than to die out of Eretz Israel and to be brought into Eretz Israel. But even so, the great ones are the sages, they would bring their dead to Eretz Israel. And Tseu Lamad, go out and learn that they passed away in Egypt and they were asked for the bodies to be brought and buried in Eretz Israel. Halachid base. Lo ilum yod adam Eretz Yisrael. Person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. I feel a bit irshur b'gaim, even if the city that he can move to is the majority Gentiles. Lo yod b'chutz la tzedek should not live out of Eretz Yisrael. I feel a bit irshur b'Yisrael, even the city that the majority is Jewish. Because shekali yitz l'chutz la tzedek, whoever goes out of Eretz Yisrael, ki lo ebed abay dezar. It's as if he worshiped idolatry. Shemek like says in the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, he says ki gershuni hayoyim, because he's chased me away today, mistapech benachlas Hashem, from being engaged in the inheritance of Hashem. Lamer saying, Lech avoid lemachem, go out and serve foreign gods. And where do you see anything about serving foreign gods? But because he was chased away, he couldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. He had to go to Chutz La'aretz. So that's why David HaMelech was saying, that yes, I'm told to go worship gods, because living out of Eretz Yisrael is as if he's being obeyed by the Tzar. And the Paparan Yisrael, we find that in punishments, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vel admas Yisrael le'yavoy, that they're not going to be able to come to the land of Israel. We see that it's considered punishment. And Geshem Sha'as Alatz is Ma'arz L'chutzlaat, just like it's forbidden to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaat, Kach As Alatz is Mi'bavol L'sha'aretz, so too it's forbidden to leave from Bavol to other lands. Shemek says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Bavel Yuvo, to Bavol they're going to come, they had the Gullus Bavol, the Shama Yu, and that's where they're going to be, as a similar parallel to leaving Eretz Yisrael.